Brazilians go to the polls Sunday to decide whether to give their right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, another four-year term. Bolsonaro has spent the past 4 years encouraging logging, mining, and ranching in the Amazon rainforest. And this has led to record deforestation. More than 13,000 square miles of jungle have been lost, and that is an area larger than the state of Maryland. NPR's John Otis has been traveling through the Amazon and filed this report.
So we're seeing a big black plume of smoke rising into the sky, so we're going to stop and check it out.
After driving just a few hours into the jungle, we spot our first fire. Farmers and ranchers are torching the land to clear it of trees and underbrush.
It looks like a couple of acres have burned up already, and there's nobody watching over this, so this thing could spread.
Suddenly, the fire gets a lot louder as flames shoot to the top of palm trees. Back in our truck, translator Monica Prestes and I have a hard time keeping track of all the fires.
So this looks like two fires? There's one on the other side of the road, too.
The color of the sky changed. It's gray now. We can no longer see the blue sky.
Until recently, Brazilian governments tried to clamp down on rainforest destruction. But since taking office in 2019, President Bolsonaro has incited it by promoting cattle ranching, gold mining, and agro-industry in the Amazon. Eduardo Taveira, the top environmental official for Amazonas State, which includes most of the jungle, says the goal is to create badly needed jobs.
More than 15% of all the population are living below of the line of the poverty. So it's not just about environmental issues that you're talking about.
But there's been a free-for-all of deforestation. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro has gutted the environmental agencies tasked with preventing it, says Philip Fernside of Brazil's National Institute of Amazonian Research.
It sends a message to people who are at the front lines, deforesting and so forth, that they can violate any environmental laws they want, and then later on all will be forgiven.
Indeed, during our 4 days driving through the jungle, we're unable to find a single police officer or park ranger taking action to stop the destruction. We do come across numerous road maintenance crews, but their work makes it easier for newcomers to move into the jungle. Many, like Duval Costa, equate scorched earth with progress. He's just finished burning 5 acres of jungle to make way for a herd of cattle.
Tudo ilegal.
He freely admits that what he's doing is illegal. In fact, Costa has been ticketed 3 times for chopping down the jungle. But he shrugs and says nobody around here ever bothers to pay environmental fines. However, the situation could change soon. Ahead of Sunday's election, polls show Bolsonaro trailing Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He's a former 2-term president who has pledged to preserve the Amazon. In the meantime, settlers here are rushing to raise the jungle while they still can. One farmer has only been here a month, but has already cleared 30 acres.
Aí arrumamos aqui para poder plantar as plantinhas aí, ó.
Shirtless and lying in a hammock, he claims to be opening up space to plant pineapples and coconuts. But there's a for sale sign out front, and it's common practice for speculators here to pay people to live on their land and burn the jungle, which actually raises property values. As our trip winds down, we finally spot some people trying to stop the destruction. A team of firefighters.
Vamos fazer o nosso trabalho de combate, independente se ele...
Fire Chief João Filho admits that it's frustrating to see so many jungle arsonists get off scot-free. But he doesn't dwell on it. He's too busy saving whatever patches of rainforest he can. John Otis, NPR News, the Amazon Rainforest, Brazil.